AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he is not ending his presidential campaign. He's suspending it.
It's with a sense of victory and not defeat that I'm suspending my campaign activities.
The independent candidate said today in Arizona he is endorsing Donald Trump.
Furthermore, our polling consistently showed that by staying on the ballot in the battleground states, I would likely hand the election over to the Democrats.
Kennedy cited free speech, the war in Ukraine, and a war on our children as among the reasons to try to remove his name from the ballot in battleground states. The Justice Department is suing real estate software company RealPage, accusing it of an illegal scheme that allows landlords to get together to hike rental prices.
RealPage frequently says that a, quote, rising tide raises all ships. As a RealPage vice president explained, this phrase means that, quote, there is greater good in everybody succeeding versus essentially trying to compete against one another.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says RealPage violated antitrust laws through its algorithm used by landlords. Big gains to close out the week on Wall Street after the Fed chair Jerome Powell said it is time to start cutting interest rates.
With an appropriate dialing back of policy restraint, there is good reason to think that the economy will get back to 2% inflation while maintaining a strong labor market.
The Fed's next meeting is next month. National Security spokesman John Kirby says Gaza ceasefire talks have resumed in Cairo.
We need to get down to the brass tacks of locking in these details. And that's what we're focused on here in the next coming days here over the course of the weekend.
Alaska Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom, a Republican backed by former President Donald Trump, withdrew from the race for Alaska's lone seat in the House after finishing third in this week's primary. This is AP News. A closed-door agreement between Google and the state of California would funnel money to keep news organizations afloat.
In a fund to be managed by UC Berkeley, Google would chip in $110 million plus another $70 million to go towards an AI research program. But the deal is being blasted by journalists and many in the media industry who say Google is being let off easy. California lawmakers agreed to kill legislation sponsored by Assemblymember Buffy Wicks. Tech companies have spent the last 2 years fighting the bill. In a statement, Kent Walker, with Google's parent company Alphabet, says the partnership builds on the company's history of working with journalism. Professor Victor Picard at the University of Pennsylvania says by shelving the bill, the state gives up on having social media platforms make ongoing payments for linking news content. I'm Jennifer King.
Ukraine's military says it used high-precision U.S. glide bombs to strike Russia's Kursk region, and it recaptured some territory in the eastern Ukrainian region of Kharkiv. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.